Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have a really good show for you today. We have my friend Colin Plume on from Noble Gold. You've heard me say this. You've heard me say this on the ads that we run for Noble Gold, that I'm not just an advertiser. I was for a while. I'm a customer. In fact, we were just talking about my next order before we came on air. I'm really, really concerned. And Colin, I want to welcome you to the show, and I want to kind of start with a scenario, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave.
I have really good info. I know for a fact that representatives of Mexico and Brazil met with Putin a week before the war with Ukraine started, and that all of Latin America has gone communist except for El Salvador. Mexico, no, not really. Brazil, not yet, as long as Bolsonaro's in charge, but they're running away from Biden. They can't stand the Great Reset. They know this is where the so-called Western democracies are headed, and they're going to align with Putin, gold basing the ruble. China is kind of on the fence. India's kind of neutral, but all the old BRIC nations with Iranian and Venezuelan oil are going to come into play. And these countries are looking to go gold back and get away from the reserve currency, you know, the dollar as being the reserve currency. And that's the basis for war. And I think I just told you what the two sides are. And the guys on the gold side outnumber the guys on the reserve currency side. So I just wanted to throw that out to you and ask you how that sounds to you.
Well, it's a scary proposition to think that that's where we're going. But I do think that we are looking at a scenario where it's a financial war that we're in right now. And I think that's what people are realizing, is that so much of the world is controlled by the central banks and then just the banks in general. And the way that sort of manipulate money is really affecting how wars are played out. Now, you know, gold has always had, you know, zero counterparty risk, right? So it's the perfect asset.
Yes.
It's the perfect medium of exchange. And so you have a situation where gold is, Russia has already announced they're going to be buying more gold. They've obviously have such a large hoard of gold already. They also have other commodities, oil, palladium, which is used heavily in catalytic converters, which is being bought all over the world. And obviously energy efficient vehicles is where things are going. So we're in a very difficult position for countries, for banks, and people are concerned. And then you just look at inflation. We've talked about inflation before this war, but we have the three major types of inflation happening, and typically you don't have them all happening at the same time. You have demand pull inflation, you have cost pull inflation, cost push inflation, excuse me, and you have built-in inflation. So we have the three major types of inflation all happening at the same time. So independent of what's been happening in the world, the geopolitical tension, we have these, you know, factors that have really put our currency in jeopardy. And so there's a lot of those factors that I think are affecting people. And, you know, I listened to a lot of different people talking about the money supply. You know, our the amount of dollars that we've created in the last 12 months, you know, about 30% of them were created in the last 12 months. And, you know, my question always is, if you're in a position where you're creating that much money, have we as an economy grown by 30%? And I don't think anybody can really say that. So we've just created a situation where we have all this funny money out there, and we've devalued it to a degree that we can't be trusted. You know, that's really what it comes down to, is as a government, we can't trust what they're doing with our money. And so that's creating a lot of tension all over the world. And it's creating the situation where, yeah, countries are saying, let's move away from the dollar and let's back by gold, something that can't be so easily manipulated by governments. And that's the situation we're in right now.
Yeah, that's pretty succinct. And I agree with you. And this, in my humble opinion, this administration is acting with extreme depraved indifference towards the welfare of America. I mean, we want to go green. Okay, listen, I support the idea of going to electric cars, but you got to have something to go to. In other words, you just can't force people out of their cars, sure, which is what they're doing, and then have nothing that's ready. There's no transition.
Right. Right. Well, and that's the other thing, too, is that the cost of cars, purchasing these vehicles, has skyrocketed.
Yes.
So any savings in the right now, in the moment right now, the cost to get into these cars is dramatic enough that maybe the savings isn't there. And so that's the piece of the puzzle that makes it quite difficult, is that you're running into a situation where you're telling people, yeah, let's save money on gasoline. Gasoline prices are going skyrocketing, but the new car you're going to have to buy is going to cost you 20 or 25% more. So in the short term, that's a lot of money. I mean, we're talking big numbers for anybody to come up with. And so I think that's why a lot of people are sort of frustrated with the alternatives that these new cars have gotten so expensive that nobody can afford them, frankly. So,
well, they're petroleum based too. I mean, you need petroleum to manufacture them. What I wonder is how much they're really saving with regard to trying to go green. I said 25 years ago to students, I said, if electric cars are really viable, I said, we should give the oil companies incentives so they willingly make the transition. But the key word was transition. And there's no transition. And I don't want to necessarily put you on the spot, so I'll just offer my view. I think what Biden's doing to the American economy in general, it looks deliberate. You can't make this many mistakes and not have one good thing happen for you.
Right, right. And obviously we're treading water in a way that we've never done before. I mean, you're looking at, you know, what are, you know, and I look at it from a financial point of view, and that's what I focus on, mm-hmm, is what are safe options right now in the markets for people to invest? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anybody says. If inflation's 7, 8, 10%, you have to put money out there. You got to make a return. You have to. So are you comfortable with the equity market? And obviously we've seen some dramatic pullbacks. It looks like it might finally turn bearish this year in the equity market. So are you feeling comfortable there? We obviously know it's expensive in the equity markets. So what's your next choice? Bonds. Do you feel comfortable in the bond market with 7%+ inflation? You're not going to make that. You're not going to make that. Even the bond market, even if you have a mixed bag of bonds right now, you're looking at anywhere from 2 to 4% is your returns potentially, and that's if you pick the right bonds. So that's not going to keep up. Then, you know, do you go into crypto? Which obviously, you know, I've bought crypto. You know, we have a crypto company, but crypto is not, for someone close to retirement, crypto is probably not a good option. Too risky. So where are people looking right now? Where can they get, you know, a return that they feel comfortable? Where can they try to, you know, kind of hedge their bet? And with these pullbacks that we've seen in gold, you know, we've had these dramatic pullbacks that we've had. And listen, gold is still above $1,900, but, you know, gold broke 2,000 and then it had pullbacks over the last few days. These percentages we have not seen in pullbacks with a run-up since 2008, 2009. That was the last time gold went on a huge run. It broke 1,000 in 2009, and then it pulled back. We saw about a 16% pullback in gold. And then what happened? Quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, and quantitative easing 3. So you have from 2009 to 2011, unprecedented gold run. It goes, you know, it's up over 20% per year. Silver's obviously following suit. So I think the writing is sort of on the wall, as you had this big run up, you had the pullbacks. You know, we have this highly anticipated Fed meeting tomorrow, and are they going to continue to raise interest rates? Are they going to stop the bond buying right now? I mean, they may do it this meeting, but I guarantee this year they're not going to continue this track. They're not going to continue to raise interest rates the six or seven times that they've suggested they're going to do. So we're in a situation where the Fed's having to reverse course. They're going to have to change their tune, even though, you know, their mandate is to keep inflation down. Their mandate is to try to have high employment. But I don't think they're going to be able to do that, because they know if they raise interest rates six or seven more times, this is it. The economy's done. It'll collapse. We could have a potential full collapse of the economy if they raise interest rates six or seven times. There's no way. There's no way we can't sustain 6 or 7% mortgages right now. So,
no.
I mean, that's something that, you know, we really need to think about. And so, you know, these are all the things that we're seeing out there, you know, on our side in the physical market. And that's why, you know, you and I were talking about gold. That's why everyone's, to be honest, everyone's talking about gold right now. Everyone's talking about how it's the safe play this year. So
It's held its value for 6,000 years.
Absolutely.
Through a variety of conditions. I'm hearing that silver is hard to get. Can you comment on that?
100% silver is hard to get. We are buying silver from all over the world. You know, we've been lucky in that we really have the ability to shift focus. You know, we're not stuck on a certain product. And I think that gives us the ability to get silver consistently. We've always been able to ship consistently, even through the pandemic. We've always been able to ship metals, and it's because we transition into different products depending on what's happening at the time. You know, sometimes some mints are able to get product out, sometimes they're not. So I think what we've been able to do is talk to our clients and say, hey, you know, this product's going to take, sure, you want an American Eagle, fine, you're going to pay a huge premium. I mean, we're talking about right now for a Silver Eagle, you're going to pay a 35% premium over some of the other products that we have.
What is it on gold?
Gold is a little bit closer. You're probably going to pay between, you know, maybe 4 and 5% more. So it's a smaller spread on a Gold Eagle compared to a gold bar. But on a Silver Eagle, that's the big spread. And that's just the U.S. Mint, you know, increasing their costs because they don't have enough of silver to mint the coin. So that's the thing that we've always done is talk to our clients, say, hey, let's look at some other products and try to transition into other things. Now, if you own Silver Eagles right now, you're loving it. And you're probably saying, maybe I sell some Silver Eagles and I transition into some other products, some other silver bullion, and take that, you know, that huge amount, a premium off the table and get a lot more silver. So there is people out there that are going to maximize on that profit and get into some other products. But ultimately, I think you're right. There is going to be shortages. It's going to continue in that direction. And I think the shocking thing is that we're not even above 30 an ounce on silver yet. Once it hits those numbers, I think it creates a new floor of 30, and then you really see silver start to take off. And I do, and I've been saying it, I think silver breaks 40 before in the next 12 months, which would be a massive gain from where it is today.
Yeah, I'm fearful of that runaway too. If silver is really kind of pricing itself out for the average person, that's what it sounds like. Silver.
Silver. Okay.
So unavailable. I was thinking palladium could be, but don't the Russians control the lion's share?
They mine 40% of all the palladium in the world. We can get palladium right now. It's skyrocketed this year already. Mm-hmm. But we can get the physical palladium if that's something somebody wants. So, we can get platinum. Platinum is sort of forgotten right now. No one's really talking about platinum. So if they transition some of the catalytic converter demand to platinum, which would be a cost savings, that metal could skyrocket. So we've had some buying of that. But for the most part, people are buying their traditional gold and silver. And, you know, it goes back to what I've always talked about. I mean, you go back in time, you go back 100 years ago from today, and you look at a gold coin, you know, you look at a St. God and a $20 gold piece. That $20 gold piece, you know, in 2022 could have bought you a suit, could have bought groceries, could have bought a few other things, and you'd still have a little money left over with that $20 gold piece, that 1 ounce gold piece. Today, if you look at that same 1 ounce gold piece from 1922, it would still buy a suit or groceries. It would, in some places, it would pay your rent. Not everywhere, but some places. So that gold piece, 100 years later, is able to buy more than what it did in 1922. And really, at the end of the day, that's really all people care about, right? That's people want that comfortable way of living. And gold has done that. Gold has been able to keep up. So $1 million in gold today in 20 years is going to be able to buy the same stuff it is today or more. Or more. You know, it could buy more. You know, so those are things that, you know, a lot of people are really focused on right now, is just being able to keep up with the cost of living. And I think that's, you know, that's really important right now. And coupled with the fact that, you know, Dave is a gold buyer. Like, once you buy gold, you sock it away. You don't even think about it. It's just something you put in the safe or wherever you store it, you know, under the mattress, wherever you got it. And then 10, 15 years from now, it'll be there and you'll go, oh, I got all this gold and, you know, I want to go travel, or I need to help, you know, put a grandkid through college, or whatever you decide to do. That value is going to be there when you need it. And I think people can really rely on it. And that's in times of geopolitical tension, potential war, everything that's happening right now, having a zero counterparty risk asset in your portfolio is the thing that people really love about precious metals.
Yeah, I agree. With the volatility going on, there's two things I'm wondering. The first one is just practicality. Why would anyone leave their money in the bank today other than operating capital for a month or two? Do you have an answer for that?
Well, I think we've been programmed that way to have a lot of cash on hand. But I think that, you know, you're looking at a situation where the returns are so low. I mean, we're in stagflation, right? I mean, it's a situation where keeping just to pay those bills day to day is really all you're sort of looking to do. Anything beyond that, you're going to put out into the market and try to get a return. And so, yeah, I have people, you know, today that are really looking at how much they need, you know, cash wise, and then the rest is going into investments. And listen, let's talk about the future. Gold, I know people thought it was impossible, but gold hitting 3,000, Bank of America called it a few years ago during the pandemic. That's where they see it going. I think it's a very realistic number for gold, considering the inflation we're in, considering what's happening, you know, Russia, Ukraine. And, you know, as you said, this situation is not going anywhere anytime soon.
No, that's for sure. Just speaking for yourself, Colin, in this volatile environment, and if you were cash heavy in the bank, would you make a move to directly reduce that significantly and go with precious metals?
I'm going to say something that's, again, I'm in anything, any hard assets I'm into right now. I mean, if someone told me, you know, if you told me, Dave, hey, I live out here and, you know, where I live, and I see a house across the street, and I know all the houses are expensive, but I can rent it out, and I know rents are going up, because they are, 100%, rents are going up. There's no way it's going the other way. I'm going to buy that. I know the risk. That's another hard asset that I like. You know, real estate and gold, these assets, I understand. And I think that with the cost of lumber with the cost of materials, some areas for people to buy a home and rent it out, if they look at the cost to rebuild that, inherently they already have some value there, even though the market is inflated in real estate. So what I'm saying is that if they look at the land and they look at what it costs to rebuild that house, they can't rebuild it in a lot of towns for what it costs today. I mean, I have friends that are doing projects, and you know, every minute that they don't get this project done, the cost of that project goes up 15, 20, 30, at least 30%. So I think that anything hard right now is where to go. And that's going to create the long-term wealth and the stability. Gold and silver and platinum and palladium are great in that there's no work, right? There's no work to gold, right? If you buy a house, you rental, you gotta rent it out, you gotta find tenants. You know, stuff can happen. You gotta get insurance. You know, there's a lot of work there. But those are the things. Anything hard assets is where I would be right now. And even Elon Musk, I think he sent a tweet about it today. He was saying anything in the hard asset realm is what makes the most sense. And that's coming from a guy that's been in crypto and, you know, it's kind of up in space. I mean, literally. And he's even saying get into hard assets now. So I think that definitely it's an important to look at those right now. But anything, and I'm diversified in a lot of different things, but that's where right now that's what makes the most sense as an investor. And people are coming out of the woodwork and buying gold from us, you know, hedge fund managers, stock, you know, 25-year stock guys that you would never expect coming to us buying, you know, tremendous amounts of gold. And listen, in 2 years, if gold hits 3,000 or less, they may sell and get back into the market. You know, that there's no problem there, but there's definitely a demand there that we haven't seen, and it's coming from a lot of unusual places, to say the least.
Yeah, I think that's a really good explanation. The one thing that people ask me, so I'm going to pass this question along to you. So if I buy gold, is gold portable? Will you be able to use it to buy things like what crypto is starting to do? Or is it something you just hold to weather the storm and you come out the other side of the crisis and then you get liquid?
Dave, that is the funny. I can't believe they asked that question, because I literally today, after we hang up, I'm shooting some content for our YouTube channel. And in that, I just as a joke, I put some gold in my what's the bag that you take, the little bag you take the on vacation where you put all your like your toothbrush and everything?
Yeah, your overnight bag.
Toiletry bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Your overnight bag. I brought to the shoot some gold. I got like I think it's like 20,000 in gold, and it's, you literally can barely see it in my bag. I mean, that's how small it is. So 100%, if I was traveling right now and I was worried about everything that's happening right now, I would have some gold socked away and with you, because if I was stuck somewhere right now and I had that gold with me, I can do anything I want. That's enough money right now that I could survive for a while. You know, I could, in some of these countries you could survive for, you know, 6 months with that amount of gold. So absolutely. And it's funny that question came up, because I do always think about having some gold available if I'm going somewhere, just in case, you know, just in case. Just like, you know, for all those years people went to third world countries or Mexico and they would use dollars because dollars was the preferred currency. Now it's gold. You know, gold's going to be the preferred currency. So 100%, you can take it anywhere. And believe you me, anyone will take your gold in anywhere in the world. And they'll be happy to accept that as currency.
Also, what I'm wondering too is, so it sounds like gold's portable and you'd be able to purchase things, but how do you know what's a fair price, since we're not used to dealing with that?
Well, I think you look at the spot price of gold anywhere in the world, and you should get above the spot price for all of the products. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, you should get, or at least the spot price of gold. Silver right now, you should get above the spot price, because the mining cost to get the coins and bars is very expensive, so silver should be above. But bare minimum, you should be getting about the spot price for gold, if not a little bit higher. And then platinum, palladium, around the same price anywhere in the world. Now, certain countries like us, a lot of times we pay more because some of the products we really need, you know, some of the gold coins. As I mentioned with the Silver Eagle, you know, the cost that is dramatically high. So we're paying, you know, well above the spot price for that product. But the spot price is a fair indicator. And that's why you want to be in recognizable bars and coins, so that, you know, if you're in a 24 karat gold coin, then you know that where the value is. Sometimes people get caught up and they go, oh, I'm going to buy a gold chain or some gold jewelry and it's going to hold value. The problem is that industry, if they have to melt it down, it's 18 karat. You know, it's really hard for a user to know what that selling price should be. So you really want to focus on bullion products, bars and coins, which is what we sell, items that people recognize anywhere in the world. Those are the items that are going to get you the top dollar in the event you need to liquidate.
And that makes sense. So as I travel to my conference to speak, sounds like you're recommending I take a little gold discreetly. Is that a problem with the TSA? Will they flag me for being a drug dealer?
No, I've taken gold. I mean, some places you go, they want you to disclose above $10,000. But I've taken gold pretty much anywhere in the world where I've gone. I've never had an issue. It's so small. And even if they check it, they don't know really the value at the airport, right? If you put it in your bag. So it's you know, obviously if you put up a very high dollar amount, they're going to check it and ask what you're doing with it. But, you know, just having enough, like sort of walking around cash in the event that you're in a bind, the bank shut down or something happens. I think it gives me a lot of comfort to have that. And, so yeah, I mean, you have to be careful with it. You know, you're not going to put it in your luggage. You're going to put it in the bag you're going to carry through.
And exactly.
They may spot it, but you're going to be okay in the big picture with doing that.
So you just say, well, I'm worried about a war breaking out or the economy collapsing, and this is my insurance.
I mean, people take cash anywhere in the world. It's no different. So it's something that is so small. I mean, a 5 ounce gold bar, no one would at the airport would even think it's worth, you know, $11,000. They would never think that, right? I mean, and a five ounce gold bar is smaller than your key for your car.
Yeah, I got to tell you though, I know that question sounds ridiculous, but if you look at the fact that the war in Ukraine could go ballistic and encompass all of NATO very quickly, I don't think it's silly. If you're going to be away from home more than 24 hours, people need to plan.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, no, and you know, at the end of the day too, it's having liquid capital in situations, and I'm sure people right now with what's going on with Russia and Ukraine, I'm sure they went to the bank and got cash, and they're going to keep cash and they're going to forget and they're going to have, you know, $3,000 sitting in their house, and then they're going to go 10 years from now and go, shh, you know what, if I had turned that $3,000 into gold, I would have been in a much better situation.
Yeah, so, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, exactly right. Because cash is trash, and it's not going to be long until it crashes. And that's kind of my motto now. And I'm not a doomsayer. I'm just saying this is reality. I mean, the world's moving away from world reserve currency for the petrodollar, and that's the only backing we have. We have $30 trillion in debt and horrible mismanagement by this administration. I mean, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I think that you know, talking to people, you being a voice out there, you're getting a pulse of, you know, what people are seeing, and you're watching the news and you're getting your news and you're really seeing what's happening. And listen, in 3 or 4 years, is the Fed, are they going to somehow figure out a way to get the CPI down to 2.5%? Somehow they're going to figure it out, right? They don't want people to lose their minds. I mean, that's what's happening now. They're you know, the 7% number. So they'll change that basket of currencies and get that number down. But now that people realize where things really are, I think it's important to focus on that. And if people want to, you know, I always tell people, get educated. It's a good time. You know, if you have time to, you know, read some of our gold guides or silver guides, go to our website, check out our YouTube channel, and just have another option. You know, have something else in your portfolio that is a little different. And I think that if you do that right now, you'll have some comfort. A lot of people tell us, and if you read our reviews, they say, I feel much better now that I made that purchase into gold. So
you could include me in that too. I would totally agree with that sentiment. There's a sense of relief that you're not looking at currency that's soon going to be worthless.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we have that IRA promotion.
Let's talk about the IRAs and 401ks, because what people don't realize, and it's funny, in my YouTube channel and also on my radio show, I tell people that, you know, if your bank falters, or the business you got the IRA or 401k from, if their financial house falters, you're done. You're out of money. Mm-hmm. And they go, what do I do? And I said, well, I know I sound like a walking advertisement, but you gold proof it with Noble Gold. That's what you do.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, right now we got the promotion, the 3 ounce silver coin. I hope you got it there in around you, Dave. But that's, I think that American Virtue coin is really one of the most interesting and beautiful coins that we've ever sold. And so anybody that decides to roll over their IRA with us this month is going to get that coin delivered to their doorstep for free. And that's a limited edition coin. There's only going to be 1,500 of the proof, which is the one you have. And then there's an antique version, which I'm going to send you also. So there's only going to be not many of those. I mean, 3,000 in the grand scheme of silver coins. I mean, they make like 35 million silver eagles a year. So to give you some perspective, you know, so there's not going to be many of those out there. So that's a great coin, a great free coin for someone that's, you know, just a little incentive for someone that's looking to do it. And they just got to mention that they heard us on the Dave Hodges show and they do that qualified IRA and they're going to get that delivered to their doorstep. And my team is, you know, ready. We're waiting. We're working 6 days a week helping people. Obviously, the demand is high right now. And but, you know, just if you want to talk to a live person, give us a call. It's 877-646-5347. Tell them that you heard it here on the Dave Hodges show. You heard this interview, and we'll make sure to get that free gift out to you as soon as possible.
No, that sounds terrific. And also that free gift, I don't think it's such a little gift either, because if gold keeps doing what some people say it will do, that could be really valuable.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be tremendously valuable. You know, it's funny, the mantra I use a lot when I try to admonish people to get prepared, I don't want you coming to my door, okay? I'll defend my family. Don't come to my door. Take care of yourself. Well, what do I need? And I say, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And then throw in the Bible and the Constitution and some allies around you that you trust. I said, and you notice what's in there? I said gold. And that's my mantra about superficial preparation and what you really need. And I just can't believe how people are still asleep at the wheel.
I'm with you. People are waking up. They're waking up right now. And, you know, I think it's the right time. So yeah, as always, Dave, you know, a pleasure to talk to you and looking forward to,
absolutely,
to getting in touch with you.
I want to throw one more thing out, okay? Because you mentioned the number 877-646-5347. We also have something linked to us, too, that we set up called goldbeforelate.com. And what that does is, some people don't want to talk to a live person until they get to evaluate. You know, they're afraid of the hard sell. And I got to tell you, my first experience with Noble Gold people, I had to close the deal myself. I mean, they do not twist your arm. They do not say, well, do you want A or B? They don't use the salesman techniques. I said, yeah, I'm convinced, and this sounds like a really good deal. Okay, Mr. Hodges, thank you. No, I want to order this now. Oh, okay. All right, we can do that for you. And that's how the conversation went. But we use this website called goldbeforelate.com to refer a lot of our listeners and viewers to your site, because they can order free reading material. Here's what we do, here's how this works, and here's the number if you want to call. And it's just so low pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know why that is, Dave? There's, what do we have to sell? There's nothing to sell, right? I mean, if you call and, you know, you want to go with a good company and you read about us and you want to make sure that the right product's there and we're going to be around, there's not really much to sell. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I've told everyone that works for us, we're in the customer service business. We treat everybody with great respect. And ultimately, people are going to make their own decision. You just give them information,
exactly,
right? And that's the truth. And nobody can force anyone to do it. And everyone's timing is different, right, Dave? I mean, you're going to tell somebody, and then somebody's going to tell you a year later, you know what, I'm finally ready. I'm going to buy some gold. You know, I'm finally ready to do it. Everyone needs the right time. And that's why we've always done it the same way. And we want people that are want the products and are ready. And that's why we've never hard sold anyone. That's important.
You guys don't do that at all.
I feel good about that.
There's one other thing I want to mention before we close, and it's this. I'm coming back to Noble Gold here in the next 24 hours. And it's not because I'm panicking about world events. I do think if people are all in cash, they better panic. But what I'm looking at here is balance. I want complete diversification as much as humanly possible. And I don't want to have too much in cash. And it's not like I'm making millions every day. That's not what I'm saying. But when I get out of balance, and I think I'm a little out of balance right now, I feel like I got to make a correction. And that means to buy more gold.
Yeah.
And that's
absolutely
why people, yes, I'm upset about what's going on in Ukraine. I'm worried about our economy and the bad leadership we have and all this. But when I look at my own perspective, I'm saying I know I can get through what's coming as long as I'm balanced.
Yeah, exactly. And you got to 100%. And that, you have to recalibrate your portfolios, and everybody does it. And, you know, like I said, it's always going to change. You're always going to look at it. But it's a good time, and people are excited at it. And listen, I appreciate our partnership.
Exactly.
And it's always been great. And looking forward to talking to you about some gold soon in the next, you know,
oh, you will.
24 hours.
In the next day,
and,
within 24 hours. Yeah, those numbers again, folks, 646, I'm sorry, 877-646-5347, or go to goldbeforelate.com for the ultra-low-key approach. Colin, thanks so much for joining us, and thank you for what
thanks,
you do,
Dave.
Because you're giving people a safety valve.
Absolutely, and God bless you, Dave, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Colin. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges back here. Thanks so much to Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, for coming in and giving us that observation and prognostications. And listen, I could not agree with Colin more. Absolutely not. Everything I'm getting says it's lining up this way. Again, I want to go back through and I want to clarify, because we didn't spend enough time on this because we wanted to get to the issues of the precious metals. But I want to talk to you a little bit about the alliances that are coming here, and this is absolutely critical. What happened, and I mentioned this earlier, and I'm going to give you more detail now. Mexico and Brazil went and met with Putin the week before Putin invaded Ukraine. And they are moving away from the United States. You know, Bolsonaro, the leader of Brazil, and AMLO, they had all grown close with Trump. They really liked him, and they were working well together. And now they just can't work with Biden. They see Biden for what he is. He's a tool for the World Economic Forum. And they want nothing to do with the Great Reset. They know what it means. And they know that with the death and destruction that will follow, the technocracy, the transhumanism, they fully get it. And so the alliances go like this. New Zealand will clearly go the way that China goes. And that means that even though China may sit on the sideline for the first part of this war, New Zealand will enter into it with an alliance with Russia. That's because China owns New Zealand. Australia, it's a mixed bag. Their military depends on the U.S., but China controls a good portion of their country. That's an unknown. Many countries in the Middle East are in line now with Russia. In fact, It was just announced that Saudi Arabia is more than likely going to take the yuan for oil. Are you kidding me? I thought that these nations lining up that I'm covering would go the way of Venezuela and Iran only. They'd have no other outlets. If Saudi Arabia joins them, that is a crushing blow to the United States. It means the end of the petrodollar if they accept the yuan. It means that our $30 trillion debt will come into play and will begin to hyperinflate, as if the inflation's not bad enough. Now, we could have mitigated a lot of this if we remained an energy-independent nation, but this is going to drive us off the cliff. Those two factors together are going to effectively end the dollar. And one of the things I wish that Colin and I would have had more time to spend a little bit more attention on was the fact that when the dollar goes, and it could happen any time now, what you are looking at here is, if you're not in precious metals, if you're not in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, you are done financially. And I'm sorry to say it that strongly, but that is an absolute undeniable fact that is not going to change. Let's go back to the alliances for a second. Pakistan in line with Russia. India probably with Russia. They're sitting on the fence now, milking American business for all they can get until the last moment. But I do believe India is aligning with, unbelievably, with Russia. I think it's an economically bad move for India, but all the indicators are there. How many of the European nations will capitulate? Putin may do a waiting game, and he may squeeze France and Germany with home heating oil, and they may jump off the fence. They may leave NATO. I predicted 8 years ago, for this reason, Germany would leave NATO, kick the Americans out. Now, that would be a terrible disadvantage in a war in Europe, and join with Russia, or at least become a non-aligned nation. France is not far behind. This is absolutely incredible that we have reached this point. But Putin has outwitted the West, because effectively you've got all of Latin America now, with Mexico and Brazil being the last nations to join. El Salvador is still a holdout, but they've based their economy now on Bitcoin. They're going ATM after ATM with Bitcoin, and this is where they're going. And I think they're trying to stay out of it. They had aligned and they were armed and trained by Southcom. Well, Southcom's leader was fired by Biden, and we've abandoned El Salvador. They are a formidable military force for a small country. What are they going to do? I think they're going to choose the road of neutrality, but I think if their neighbors get tough with them, they'll have to capitulate and join the dark side. So when we say Red Dawn is just a movie, Dave, don't be Chicken Little, the sky's not falling, think again. All of Latin America, every bit of it, is going that way. Now, by the way, Saudi Arabia wouldn't even take Biden's calls. Some people, I got to give Trevor Noah credit. I've never been able to stand Trevor Noah. But he came out the other day and he showed me some insight I didn't think he had. He criticized Biden. He said, this is how bad his leadership is. He shuts off the oil and then he finds Saudi Arabia won't even talk to him. He gets it. And I think he realizes that not very many Americans are going to be on the winning side. Now, here's what he probably doesn't know is something that Steve Quayle and I just talked about on a radio broadcast that ran just the other day. And you can catch that at thecommonsenseshow.com, or you can go to Global Star Radio Network and look in the archives for Steve Quayle, Dave Hodges interview on Wednesday, March the 15th or 16th, I believe. And so you'll want to listen to that. But Steve and I talked about this in depth, and we are really of the mindset that America's days are done. We talked about the Deagle report and the projections from Deagle, which is a CIA mouthpiece, and all the related intelligence groups of the world belong. They're forecasting in Deagle that America will have 80 million people left when the smoke clears. Well, wait a minute. We're a nation of, what, 340 million people? Where are the 260 million people going to go? they're going to be dead. Let me digress to China. In 2017, Defense Minister Wei Fang delivered a major speech to the Central Planning Committee of the CCP. And he called for complete genocide of America for the purposes of occupying the country with 300 million colonists and getting the food and natural resources they needed. And they said, America is really the only place we can go. And they said that we'll make Taiwan the apparent issue, but the real issue is the total evisceration of the United States. Now, this is where you're going to get proprietary content. Please pay close attention. I covered last week the biolabs in Ukraine with documentation. And with clear documentation, Fauci was involved. Eco Alliance with Fauci, they were involved. And we know now that the bio shipment that I reported on in 2015 that was accompanied by Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, who's now in prison, went to Wuhan. We know that. This was the coronavirus. The gain-of-function research took place, at least in part, in Ukraine. And Fauci was part of it. We understand that Hillary Clinton was offered the transport deal and she turned it down. Reasons not clear. So let's go a little further with this. What led to the changes in U.S. election laws that allowed the Democrats to steal the election for Joe Biden? Well, it was the virus, right? Oh, absentee ballots. You can carry someone else's ballot to the poll. Massive voter fraud. Hey, there's no one you can talk to in Arizona, even Democrats will tell you, man, I thought 75-80% of the people in Arizona were for Trump. They were. We have found massive voter fraud. Even Patrick Byrne, who I don't agree with in very many things, he's even come out and said there's enough evidence now to overturn three states. Arizona, I don't know if it's one of them for him, but Arizona is one of them. And I've covered that ad nauseum. So the election was stolen so the globalists could move forward with their plans with their newly elected leaders and Biden to usher in the Build Back Better, which is really no more than the American version of the Great Reset. So that was the first virus out of Ukraine. There's a second one. And this is why Biden is in an absolute panic right now. And the deep state is too. The Ukrainians also were part of a deal with the United States that sent another bioweapon to Ukraine. And this was hemorrhagic fever plus smallpox to exacerbate the RO or the spread. Now, hemorrhagic fever is defined by Fauci in 2011 in the NIH. He said that is Ebola. Hold on, folks. It gets better. Ebola is now defined as hemorrhagic fever. Hemorrhagic fever is Ebola. And guess what's loose in China? This is what's led to the lockdowns. It's going to further kill the supply chain. That's what it is. China didn't control it properly. They were going to use this, and they still will, probably in my estimation, to release this prior to the election if they don't feel they can cheat enough to win the election. So we can have Ebola sweeping this planet, and it will be race-specific. In the Wei Fang speech that I referenced earlier, he said, we will use race-specific bioweapons that we worked on in combination with the Israelis. Doesn't mean the Israelis were plotting against the Americans. It just means, basically, they helped China to find the way to manufacture these weapons. The race-specific bioweapons will spare the 14 million Chinese that are already in country. They want everyone dead. Everyone. Deagle is an underestimation of this. With America basically, well, dying off as a nation, that guts NATO. This rival alliance with the so-called Western democracies that want the Great Reset, they're in great trouble. They're going to collapse these democracies. They're going to collapse their fiat currencies. But gold will not be the standard. Vladimir Putin was trained in the Global Leaders Program by Klaus Schwab. They all play for the same people. Bolsonaro was too. So was AMLO. So what we know now is this is the way they're going to bring in the great reset. They're going to crush America before it can happen because they know we, the people, would never, ever stand for this. Am I right? We have documentation on the Common Sense Show. In fact, let me give you one other thing that we've published twice. In 2016, Obama flew Ukrainian prosecutors through the airport at Frankfurt, Germany, to D.C. I have the manifest. I have the flight numbers. I have everything. I have the hotels. The government then proceeded to teach Ukrainian prosecutors how to go after Burisma without ensnaring American politicians or their family members, like John Kerry's stepson, like Devin Archer, who got caught, like Hunter Biden. Devin Archer, I believe, was put in prison to just basically keep one degree of separation between the facts and Hunter Biden. By the way, you know what's on that laptop? Everything I'm telling you. That's why the laptop will never, ever fully be exposed. And anyone that comes close to it, like the repair shop owner, he's bankrupt. He's lucky he's alive. He's lucky his shop wasn't burned down, but that's why. So what we're looking at is the complete evisceration of the United States using genocidal tactics. If there are people that survive because no weapon is absolute or complete, I believe Red Dawn plus the existing terrorists plus people that are here, the MS-13 and so forth, they will execute massive death squads in this country. Am I the only one that thinks this? No. I have found out the Naval War College gamed this privately in secret. Classified operation. Was it open source? Yeah, that's the only reason I can talk about it. But ladies and gentlemen, this is how serious this is getting. So what do you need to survive if you can escape the pathogens, the attacks? A lot of people are telling me to go to Mexico. I think that's probably a pretty good idea. But secondly, I would say this. You need to be outside the system as much as possible. You need food, water, guns, gold. That's why we did the show. Ammo, natural medicine, tools, the Bible, the Constitution, because there may be a rebuild, and we want to do it the right way. Build back better, our version. This is really quite the conundrum that we're in. There are people that are telling me that the globalists will not let China execute the bioweapons attack on the United States. That's as severe as what they want, but they will allow biological warfare that's not completely terminable. If they didn't do that, getting people to capitulate inside the government, like Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, then of course Susan Rice, who's running things behind the scenes with Obama, this is why... let's put it this way. If you're going to kill everybody, why would they have an incentive to help you? So I do believe there's going to be limits placed on the Chinese genocide, but effectively that's what's going to happen. We're going to lose total control of our country, and then the great reset will be on for the rest of the world. This is going to get ugly beyond belief. And do you remember all those globalist quotes, those New World Order quotes that people like myself published years ago that talked about we need to have a 95% reduction in population. Ted Turner said it in 1997, major contributor, founder of CNN, owner of Turner Broadcast Systems. Yeah, he called for it in Audubon Magazine. And we have, of course, David Spangler, the head of the Eco Division of the United Nations, said, no one will come to the New World Order without first pledging an allegiance to Lucifer. Can it be any more clear than what it is? For this nation to survive, I believe they have to get on bended knee. They have to beg for forgiveness, lead a different life, and perhaps God will bestow his blessings upon us. Does this have to be the end days? No. But the way things are going, and as hedonistic as we've become, it certainly is shaping up to be that way. And this is part of what I wanted to talk with Colin about, but there was so much to cover. We just dealt with the allegiances, and hey, this is why you need gold, which you do. You need to be outside the system, and you may have to be outside the country. And it's something I think everyone has to weigh about, pray about, and come to your own decision. I don't enjoy bringing this broadcast to you. I simply go where the research takes me. And that's my training. I don't presuppose anything when I begin to follow the trail of something. And unfortunately, we have led to this. And by the way, if you think Weifang was unusual, the last three defense ministers in China have called for genocide against the United States in the CCP meetings that got leaked. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. God bless all of you. May the Lord keep you. We'll see you back here next time, hopefully.